From the Czech composer Leoš Janáček, his Lochian Dances, based on Czech folk music. And the Rochester Philharmonic was led there by David Zinman. Our music is programming is supported by Progressive. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Yes, I talk good. Learn more about available positions at careers.progressive.com. Exploration of how folk music influences classical music in many, many different forms. This is from the contemporary composer Jesse Montgomery, American composer. And folk sounds in general as played on guitars and mandolins and things like that, that she was evoking here in this piece called Strum.
Thank you.
Called Strum by American composer Jesse Montgomery, played by the Catalyst Quartet.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems, such as backup batteries and solar panels, for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner, Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 69 and cloudy. Wind is from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the low 50s. Wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the low 70s. Wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid-50s. It's 69 and cloudy. That's KPR weather.
From the Swedish composer Hugo Alfvén, this is his Swedish Rhapsody, number one, subtitled Midsummer Vigil.
Thank you.
such a good-natured work. It's the Swedish Rhapsody No. 1, subtitled Midsummer Vigil by Hugo Alfvén. It was AGOA in the Minnesota.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 69 and cloudy. Wind is from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the low 50s. Wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the low 70s. Wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid 50s. It's 69 and cloudy. That's KPR weather.
There are big works in the piano concerto repertoire where even if you're a big, famous celebrity classical pianist, you still have to practice a lot, and this is one of them. Now, you wouldn't know it from the opening, which is quite basic given what's to come later on, but they say Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 is one of the hardest concertos ever written. It's so difficult that the myth is it has driven pianists mad. I don't know about that, but probably seen a few pianists cry in trying to play it, but Yuzha Wong, no way. She will not do that. She'll play it coming up.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth made an undisclosed trip to the Middle East to visit U.S. troops. He discussed his visit during a news conference at the Pentagon. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports Hegseth claims regime change has been achieved in Iran.
Hegseth visited troops over the weekend. He said morale was high and the U.S. is rapidly building bunkers to protect troops and aircraft from Iranian strikes. Hegseth echoed President Trump's claim that Iran's new leadership is now more moderate. Many Iran experts believe it's more hardline. Hegseth said opening the Strait of Hormuz and rocketing worldwide oil prices are not America's problem.
Countries around the world who ought be prepared to step up on this critical waterway as well. It's not just the United States Navy.
He said the Trump administration prefers a negotiated settlement but would not rule out using ground troops. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
The White House says President Trump will deliver a public address at 9 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night to discuss the war. Three fired FBI agents are suing to get their jobs back. The former agents say they were targeted for investigating President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports.
The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Washington, D.C. by three former FBI agents, Michelle Ball, Jamie Garman, and Blair Tolman, who are Bureau veterans with years of experience. They were fired last year as part of what the lawsuit calls a retribution campaign against FBI employees who worked on Trump investigations. The suit is the latest to be filed by fired FBI agents, but this one could have a broader impact because it is seeking to represent a proposed class of at least 50 FBI employees who have been fired under the Trump administration for what the lawsuit says are similarly improper reasons. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street rallied today as investors hoped for an end to the war in Iran and the resulting energy crisis. As NPR's Maria Aspen reports, the Dow surged 2.5%, the S&P 500 rose nearly 3%, and the Nasdaq soared more than 3.75%.
It was Wall Street's best day since last May, and it ended March on an unexpected high note for investors. They've spent the month worried about how badly the war and its shock to oil prices will damage the wider economy. Regular gas now costs, on average, more than $4 per gallon, and everything else could soon be more expensive, too. Tech investors have been particularly rattled, and they ended the month with a slight reprieve as shares of Meta, Alphabet, and other big tech companies soared. But even after the one-day rally, U.S. stocks ended the month in the red. The Dow broke a 10-month winning streak, and the benchmark S&P 500 had its worst month since 2022. Maria Aspen, NPR News.
The average price for a regular gallon of gas surpassed $4 today. This is NPR News. Sexual violence and rape have defined Sudan's nearly three-year civil war. Doctors Without Borders say the crimes are perpetuated both in conflict and everyday life, as NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports.
The report by MSF says the war is being fought on the backs and bodies of women and girls, many of whom have suffered sexual violence during the war between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Researchers spoke with more than 3,000 survivors of sexual violence who sought treatment at MSF facilities in the western region of Darfur. Many women said they were abused by fighters while trying to flee conflict areas. Others said they were attacked in communities where fighting had passed while performing everyday activities like farming and fetching water. According to the report, the RSF are responsible for most of the abuse. The war in Sudan has created the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
The Trump administration is exempting oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico from the Endangered Species Act. The exemption was requested by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who says lawsuits from environmental groups are threatening energy production. Critics say the move could doom Gulf populations of endangered rice whales. A veteran South African politician is campaigning for mayor of Johannesburg by snorkeling in a sinkhole. Helen Zilla posted video of herself paddling through the water with a wetsuit. She says a burst water pipe has sat unfixed for about 3 years, and the stunt highlights years of city mismanagement. Johannesburg's current mayor says the hole has now been fixed. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Nightsev, cello. Welcome to our Tuesday evening listening. I'm Steve Seal. The big work this hour from a superstar pianist who's going to play it for us, Yuja Wang, who has been dazzling the music world the past few years, and how she seems to be the leader of the pack in playing the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto as well. She'll play the third for us in about 5 minutes. This Intrada here by Aura Merikanto, the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, led by Jukka-Pekka Saaresta.
Thank you.
an entrada or entrance, introduction by Arre Merikanto, played there by Jukka Pekka Saarasta and the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra. And now that pianist Yuja Wong has made her entrance in one of her many fabulous gowns, she's going to play Rachmaninoff for us in just about 60 seconds.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 69 and cloudy. Wind is from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the low 50s. Wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the low 70s. Wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid-50s. It's 69 and cloudy. That's KPR weather.
Yuja Wong has been dazzling the music world and everybody in the world, quite frankly, with her performances of the Rachmaninoff piano concertos and his Rhapsody in a Theme of Paganini for the past few years. Not just the unbelievable talent that she possesses in playing these works, but heck, on at least one occasion, I think maybe more than one, playing them all in one night or one day, back to back. She's had a whole bunch of concerts where she'll play like three of them at least in one concert, which is just superhuman. Nobody should be able to do this, but Yuja Wong has been proving that she can. And here she is with the one kind of famous for being the hardest one. Piano Concerto No. 3 of Rachmaninoff, and Gustavo Dudamel leads the L.A. Philharmonic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Feel free to leap to your feet and applaud there. Zhuzhe Wang at the piano and Gustavo Dudamel led the Los Angeles Philharmonic. The Piano Concerto No. 3 by Rachmaninoff. Piece by the Russian composer Anatol Leonov.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 67 and cloudy. Wind is from the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the low 50s. Wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid 50s. It's 67 and cloudy. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump says the U.S. will be done attacking Iran in 2 to 3 weeks. As for the critical Strait of Hormuz, the waterway that conveys one-fifth of the world's oil, Trump says it'll be up to other countries to secure it.
That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up. Today, I heard tremendous numbers of ships were sailing through.
Trump says the U.S. has obliterated Iran's military capabilities, but Iranian forces are still launching a steady stream of strikes against Israel and Gulf Arab neighbors. Trump says he's negotiating with Iranian leaders, but Tehran has dismissed his claims of diplomatic progress. The U.S. average price of a gallon of regular gas has passed $4 a gallon, up more than a dollar from before the Iran war. It's $5.89 in California. NPR's Stephen Basaha reports that despite the high prices, people in the U.S. are still driving.
Ken Davis said he didn't have much choice making the drive between Birmingham and Atlanta.
Because this is something we needed to do for business. So, I mean, you know, when you have to do it, you have to do it.
He stopped at Buc-ee's in Leeds, Alabama to refuel. And just about all of the store's 100 gas pumps were taken by drivers still paying high gas prices.
My wife doesn't have that to deal with because she has an EV. So, you know, she's got a full tank every day she leaves home. But, you know, me, I'm still going with gas, so I've got to pay the price for it.
Davis said he is cutting back on personal trips. Stephen Basaha, NPR News.
Top European leaders are visiting Ukraine to mark the anniversary of atrocities committed by Russia in a town near Kyiv 4 years ago. More than 400 civilians were killed during the destruction of Bucha. People were shot at point-blank range and left to rot. Many were tortured, and a mass grave was found. U.S.-led efforts to end the war are on hold as Washington's attention is focused on Iran. NASA is preparing to launch the Artemis II moon mission. The crew is made up of four people, including the first woman and black man on a lunar mission. But as NPR's Acadia Riddle reports, NASA has not been talking about these firsts much lately.
When the crew was first announced a few years ago, NASA officials were proud to highlight these achievements. But that was before President Trump returned to office and signed executive actions targeting diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts across federal agencies. Since then, NASA has removed language from their website celebrating the crew's diversity. AJ Link is from the group Black in Astro.
I think it's really important to explicitly highlight the inclusion of not just black folks, but other marginalized folks that have been left out of the industry. And to back away from that or to erase that, I think is wrong.
After this mission, NASA is planning for another, possibly returning to the moon's surface. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
It's NPR. A federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order barring federal funding for NPR and PBS, saying it violated the broadcaster's First Amendment rights. It's not clear what the decision means for the future of federal funding of public broadcasting. The ruling doesn't affect Congress's vote last year that rescinded funds from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funnels money to NPR and PBS and their stations. A federal judge has ruled that construction must stop on President Trump's ballroom. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon wrote that Trump does not have the power to build the ballroom without Congress weighing in. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben has more.
Judge Leon granted a preliminary injunction sought by the National Trust for Historic Preservation in the United States. He wrote that, quote, the ballroom construction project must stop until Congress authorizes its completion. The judge added, however, that he will delay the enforcement of the injunction for 14 days because he expects the administration to appeal immediately. Trump responded in a nearly 300-word social media post calling the National Trust a, quote, radical left group of lunatics. Trump aired multiple grievances in the Post, also criticizing Fed Chair Jerome Powell and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Sugar, the surfing dog, has died. The 16-year-old rescue from Huntington Beach, California, died after battling cancer. The 5-time dog surfing world champion, first dog in the Surfing Hall of Fame, was found as a stray. Sugar spent her days outside the water comforting veterans as a dedicated therapy dog. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the U.S. with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at ImaginableFutures.com. This is NPR.
Oliver Nelson and his piece Stolen Moments, opening tonight's Jazz in the Night, from a universally acclaimed, one of the great recordings in the history of jazz music, Blues and the Abstract Truth, in 1961. And the best-known piece from that, we heard Stolen Moments, Freddie Hubbard featured on trumpet, Eric Dolphy on flute, the composer and arranger Oliver Nelson on tenor sax, Bill Evans at the piano with George Barrow on baritone sax, Paul Chambers and Roy Haynes, bass and drums. Good evening. I'm Bob McWilliams. Welcome to Jazz in the Night, a really exciting new big band album out now. The Ben Markley Big Band with Tuesday Morning Feeling, the name of the album. We'll have a little Tuesday evening jazz from him. And we'll hear the great trumpet player Ingrid Jensen, who appears with the KU Jazz Ensemble Thursday night. And some cooking guitar from Dave Stryker. That is all on the way here on Kansas Public Radio right now. The Ben Markley Big Band. And this is Ben's arrangement of one of the many great Cedar Walton tunes, Groundwork. It's going to feature trumpeter Terrell Stafford, tenor saxophonist Jared Cathay, and also featured on this one is Kyle Swan playing the drums, the Ben Markley Big Band. the Ben Markley Big Band and Ben Markley's arrangement of Cedar Walton's Groundwork. The new big band album is called Tuesday Morning Feeling. Groundwork featured trumpeter Terrell Stafford, tenor saxophonist Jared Cathay, drummer Kyle Swan at the piano, and leading the band, Ben Markley. With trumpeter Ingrid Jensen up next, he's appearing Thursday night with the KU Jazz Ensemble at the Lead Center here at KU. In about 15 minutes, a real gem out of the vinyl vault from pianist Joanne Brekeen in 1977, with the special guest, indeed, tenor saxophonist Michael Brecker. That and more is on the way. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's Spring Concert, featuring choreography by Kansas City's Sam McReynolds, April 10th through the 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. Well, here's Ingrid Jensen, the wonderful trumpeter, in 1997, and an album called Here on Earth with quite a band. Saxophonist Gary Bartz, a piano and electric piano by George Colligan, Dwayne Bruno on bass and Bill Stewart on drums, and a piece called Fallen. Ingrid Jensen on KPR. Thank you. That's the wonderful trumpeter from Canada, Ingrid Jensen, and a piece written by her sister saxophonist, Christine Jensen, called Fallen. And we heard this on an Inja Records release from 1997 called Here on Earth, George Colligan, doing the Fender Rhodes work. The terrific alto sax there by Gary Bartz. Dwayne Bruno, who we lost too soon, is playing bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. And the KU Jazz Ensemble 1 with special guest Ingrid Jensen. That is 7:30 Thursday evening at the Lead Center here at the University of Kansas. We've got music from a new album by trumpeter and singer Bria Schoenberg, focusing on her trumpet playing. The new album called Brass, that is on the way. And as mentioned in a bit from the Vinyl Vault, it'll be pianist Joanne Brekeen from her album Tring-a-Ling in 1997. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. It is our spring fundraising week, and you know, it's your donations that really make everything you hear at KPR happen. It keeps us independent and public-minded. It lets us bring you in-depth news and information, great music, and more. KPR looks to you, this week especially, to help finance this radio service. We can't do it on our own, and we have so many wonderful listeners who've done their part, but they shouldn't have to do it on their own either. Here you are listening to Jazz in the Night. If you're a regular listener, just occasionally like to tune in, I hope you'll think it's worth a little bit of your money, maybe $5 or $10 a month, to keep this radio station and this jazz programming here for you. Easy to show your support and make that donation at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's guitarist Dave Stryker on KPR. Thank you. Some lovely ballad playing there, guitarist Dave Stryker, and the tune, the drum kern music, The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Dave with organist Jared Gold, drummer McClendy Hunter, his new album Blue Fire, the Van Gelder session. Well, as promised, out of the Vital Vault, pianist Joanne Brekeen, a 1977 album on Choice Records called Tringaling, with Cecil McBee bass and Billy Hart on drums, and Mr. Michael Brecker as a special guest on tenor saxophone, and we'll get to hear the title tune to this, Tringaling, on KPR.
Thank you.
holds barred there from pianist Joanne Burkeen and the title track to her 1977 album, Tring-a-Ling, the LP with Mike Brecker. Michael Brecker on tenor sax, Cecil McBee bass, and Cecil McBee bass and Billy Hart on drums. Here for you on Jazz in the Night. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. Let's hear from the brand new album called Brass from trumpeter Bria Stoneberg. Thank you. That is trumpeter Bria Skoneberg and one of her tunes, So It Goes, from her brand new album called Brass. Bria, who played in the Just Jazz series at the Lead Center a couple of years back, I'm not too good on times, but within the last handful of years, a terrific trumpeter and terrific singer. On this album, it's mostly featuring her trumpet with the work of piano and organist Luther Allison, bassist Derek Wheeler, and drummer Darian Douglas, trumpeter Bria Skoneberg, her new album called Brass. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the Commons at KU, presenting the Kenneth Spencer Lecture with Patricia Onaniwu's Kaishan, author of Forest Euphoria, The Abounding Queerness of Nature, 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 7th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at thecommons.ku.edu. I'm going to play you something that's off the beaten path, but I think is absolutely compelling. It's a very intimate album, just voice and piano, with the singer from South Africa, who's been in New York the last decade plus, Vuyo Sotashi, and the pianist Chris Padishaw. There's only four songs on this EP, Invocation, but I think it's just arresting in its power, in its very quiet power. Here they are with a classic Randy Newman song.
right before me. The signs implore me. Help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is all overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain. Right before me, the signs implore to help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain. Yes, I think it's gonna rain.
Randy Newman's I Think It's Gonna Rain Today, the singer Vuyo Satoshi, the pianist Chris Padishaw, and their new four-song release called Invocation here on Kansas Public Radio.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, there's music by the man who put the mad in Madison Avenue, plus the big band exotica sound of Les Baxter. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Hope you'll join us where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Right after NPR News, we've got saxophonist Bob Shepard. Guitarist Bobby Broom is on the way. Singer April Varner and a new one from trumpeter Jared Hall. That and more. First, this news update from NPR here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump is planning to address the nation. The White House says he will deliver an update on the Iran war tomorrow night. His address follows remarks Tuesday that the U.S. could soon end its attacks.
I would say that within 2 weeks, maybe, 2 weeks, maybe three, we're hitting them very hard. Last night we knocked out tremendous amounts of missile-making facilities.
President Trump speaking at the White House during the signing of an executive order cracking down on mail-in voting. The order would also create a national voter list that's already facing threats of lawsuits and places restrictions on absentee ballots. Back on Iran, Trump also criticized allies that have not helped the U.S. war effort, saying the U.S. won't have anything to do with what happens next in the Strait of Hormuz. Officials in Iraq say an American journalist has been kidnapped in Baghdad. The journalist has been identified by one of the outlets she worked for as freelancer Shelley Kittleson. A U.S. official is blaming an Iran-backed Iraqi militia. The Iran war causing more upheaval for U.S. farmers who were already dealing with high fertilizer and fuel prices before the Strait of Hormuz was cut off. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports on new government data out today showing how farmers are trying to adapt.
Spring planting season is always a gamble for farmers, but in the last year it's been even higher stakes with continued high fuel and equipment prices and Trump's tariffs. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's annual spring planting report based on surveys with farmers reveals what many had expected. More farmers are switching to soybeans over corn and wheat, which require more fertilizer. These are still estimates, but the USDA predicts this could be the smallest American spring wheat crop since 1919. The soybean crop is up by 4% over last year, but that comes with its own risk. China did resume buying soybeans from the Midwest late last year, but in amounts much smaller than before Trump's latest trade war. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
In Washington tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear the Trump administration's challenge to a constitutional provision that has long been interpreted to guarantee American citizenship to every child born in the U.S. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
President Trump has long maintained that the Constitution does not guarantee birthright citizenship for babies born on U.S. soil. So on day one of his second term, he issued an executive order barring automatic citizenship for babies born in the U.S. whose parents entered the country illegally or who are living and working here legally but on temporary visas.
We're the only country in the world that does this with birthright.
Actually, that's not true. There are more than 30 countries, mainly in North and South America, that have birthright citizenship, including Canada, Mexico, Brazil, and Argentina. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. Researchers are reporting early success with a vaccine to prevent a parasitic disease called hookworm. Joe Palko reports an estimated 500 million people around the globe are infected.
Hookworm infection doesn't kill you, but the parasitic worm that lodges in your intestines can cause pain, diarrhea, weight loss, fatigue, and anemia. Children are particularly vulnerable. There are drugs to easily treat the disease, but it's just as easy to get reinfected. Public health experts say a vaccine is needed to bring the disease under control. Researchers in Texas and Washington tested their new vaccine in several dozen healthy human volunteers. Those receiving the vaccine did not appear to get infected when exposed to the parasite. The vaccine will need to be tested in places where hookworm is prevalent to prove it really worked. The new research appears in the journal Lancet Infectious Diseases. For NPR News, I'm Joe Palka.
Tiger Woods says he'll seek treatment after pleading not guilty to a DUI charge in Florida. Woods made his plea today, 4 days after the rollover crash that led to his arrest. Also today, a sheriff's report said Woods had pain pills in his pocket and showed signs of impairment at last week's crash scene. Countdown proceeding toward NASA's Wednesday evening launch aimed at sending astronauts to the moon for the first time in more than 50 years. NASA officials say the rocket is doing well on its Florida pad and the weather is looking promising. The astronauts are to circle the moon without landing and come straight back to Earth. The launch team expected to begin fueling the rocket in the morning. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Bob Shepard and Close Your Eyes, the title track to an album he did in 2010. Alan Pasqua played the organ, Antonio Sanchez the drummer, and Gabe Noel on bass. Opening this hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night, support for Jazz in the Night on KPR, comes from Emporia State University Choirs presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/csings. And April Varner sings. She sings. April Varner sings Cole Porter's Night and Day from her new album, Ella. That is in this set. We'll start off with Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things from guitarist Bobby Broom with bassist Dennis Carroll and drummer Micaiah McCraven here on KPR. Thank you.